God wants you to speak faith. Well, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Speak Faith Netcast. I'm so glad you could join us for another netcast. I tell you what, I am excited about what the Lord is doing today. We've got some great things ahead to talk about, and I want to get right into them. It's been a while since we've done a netcast, and I want to apologize for that right off. It's taken entirely too long to get back to doing a netcast, and I apologize for that. We're doing some things that are going to hopefully make it easier for us to do a netcast on a regular basis, and so that is my intent. And we've got, like I said, a lot of things to talk about. By now, you probably know that Word of Faith Radio now has a music station. The Word of Faith Radio music station is available. That means we've got the main station. We've got the healing station, which, by the way, the listening to the healing station, a lot of folks are listening to that haven't been before, so that's exciting. Then we've got the KJV station, where you can listen to the King James Dramatized Bible 24/7, 365, all the time. And then, of course, the new music station. And Brother Harold Cagle is programming the music station with some tremendous anointed music. So I'm pretty excited about that, and I encourage you to check that out. Now, also, in terms of Speak Faith TV, we've got some announcements in that area that I'm really excited about. As you know, Speak Faith TV is available both as a Roku channel. You can find out more about that by going to the URL that's on the screen right now, speakfaith.tv, which is a web address. If you type that into your browser, you will be able to go to speakfaith.tv. But we also have another URL, which is sftv.io, which I have up on the screen right now. And that URL will take you to our live stream. And one of the projects that we had recently is to be able to take that live stream to Facebook. And thanks to Word of Faith Worship Center helping us financially to do that, they have funded it literally pretty much entirely. And I'm excited about that because sftv.io is now available on a regular basis, but not all the time, on Facebook. There are some limitations to what Facebook will allow us to do, but when we do put it up there, stay tuned to the Word of Faith Ministries Facebook group, and you will see it pop up. You can actually watch it right there on Facebook, so I'm pretty excited about that as well. So we want to get into our teaching, which was recorded just last night as I record this at Faith and Victory Church. And this is just some thoughts on faith. And so we did a kind of a remote recording, a little off the cuff. And as a matter of fact, I used my phone to record it. So you'll hear a little bit more about that as we get into it. But I encourage you to listen to this teaching. We're going to have it probably this week and then next week. And let's get into that right now. All right. We can always improvise with our equipment. Even if the camera is held up by tape, it still works. We're so high tech around here, you know. That's right, it was taped. Even though we don't use tape anymore, we still use tape. Oh, my. All righty. Well, praise the Lord. We're going to do just a little study tonight, a little simple study. Before we do that, though, let's open in prayer. Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have to come together and fellowship around your word. Father, we just know that your word is the power that empowers us spiritually, empowers us for the life of faith that we live. And Father, we just believe that the Holy Spirit will guide us, direct us tonight to get into the Word of God and discover some things, turn over some nuggets, and just discover some things, Father, that will be meaningful to us right here and right now in our daily lives. In Jesus' name, amen. All righty, let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. I tried to think of a title. I like coming up with a title to messages. Used to do it for the folks in the audio room. We don't have an audio room these days. We're kind of, like I said, we're improvising a lot of stuff with our equipment. But still in all, I just couldn't come up with a good title for this. You know, if I had to think of what to call it, it would just be some thoughts about faith. Simple thoughts, simple things that we already know, we're familiar with. But I heard some teaching recently by Brother Hagin that, again, Brother Hagin can put things so simply, and there's so much depth behind it. You know, you're listening to it, and you think, oh, yeah, you know, I've heard that before. But the way he says it and the way it comes out, it gives you a little bit more insight. And that's what I found myself experiencing as he shared some of these things. And these messages, I listen to the Healing Station every night. Word of Faith Radio's Healing Station. We have 24/7, 365, nothing but healing teaching. And so Brother Hagin was talking about, one message would be special anointings. The next message would be calling those things to be not as though they were for your healing, and on and on and on. All these different messages on healing. And of course, Keith Moore, and we've got Mark Brzee. We've got all these different ministers that are teaching on healing. And I was listening to Brother Hagin, and he made a casual reference to Hebrews 11 and Mark 11, and comparing things that both verses that we're very familiar with say. And when he pointed some things out, I thought, yeah, I don't know why. I've heard that before, but it just set something off in me a little bit. So let's look at Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good testimony. I'm reading out of the New King James. The King James says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. And he made a statement that faith was the evidence of things we don't see, because if you saw it, you wouldn't need faith. And I thought, yeah, that's right. But then as he developed that thought, it really struck me, because there's a lot of Christians, you know, you think about it, there are millions of Christians out there that don't accept what we know to be true about faith. Romans chapter 4, calling those things that be not as though they were. You know, we speak of something that doesn't exist yet as though it did. All right? And we take that for granted. But millions of Christians in churches all over the world find that bizarre. You know, we're used to thinking about it. But they think, wait a minute, if I say something that doesn't exist, wouldn't I be lying? And I've heard that, you know, for years, as I've taught faith and studied faith and heard people talk about faith and heard people criticize faith, it's always, well, I can't say what doesn't exist. And we've all heard Charles Capps, you know, give the example of calling the dog. The dog's not here, so you got to call the dog. Well, if the dog were there, you'd say the dog's here. But he's not here. He needs to come to eat, so call the dog. And he went into this long, involved thing of calling the dog and trying to get people to understand that you're calling those things which are not as though they were. And if you take that apart, you are literally calling something that isn't there in the natural like it was there in the natural. And so what faith does is it gives substance to the thing that isn't there. And that's kind of what Brother Hagin was talking about. You're giving substance to the something that isn't there yet. And you have evidence, not because it exists in front of you, but you have evidence of the thing that is not seen. Because again, if you saw it, it's not faith, you're seeing it, so it's manifested. So the way he said it just struck me that all of these millions of people, millions of Christians that are having a problem with faith and arguing with faith, and I can't say something that doesn't exist, they're arguing not with me. They're not arguing with Brother Hagin. They're not arguing with Brother Copeland. They're not even arguing against the Word of Faith message. They're literally arguing with God. And if they'd ever see it that way, then I think it would change their attitude, because I've heard a lot of them just holding forth like, man, I'm defending God. You know, you're trying to get me to lie, and I'm not going to lie. God's not a man that he should lie, so I'm gonna defend God's position here. Well, God's position is, let the weak say, I am strong. And if you look at that scripture, it says, let the weak, and it talks about in Hebrew, one that is emaciated, one that is physically not strong, weak. Let that weak person say, I am strong. And the Hebrew there is strong as in a champion of might, like a soldier that would go forth, you know, and fight and be strong in battle and so forth. So let the weak person say, I am strong. So if God says to say that, and these folks are saying, don't say that, then they're telling God, no, I'm not going to do what you tell me to do. And so, wait a minute, you're arguing with God. God's the one that knows how this stuff works. Jesus is the one that knows how this stuff works. And he's the one that told us in Mark 11 that we're to say to the mountain. You know, mountain's in the way. Mountain is definitely in the way. If we took all the scientific studies and did all the studies, the mountain is in the way. But we're to talk to that mountain. Well, talking to that mountain's not going to help anything. Jesus begs to differ. And I heard Keith Moore was talking along some of the things along these lines, and he said, you know, I'm going to stay on God's side in this issue. Yeah. If you're going to argue it, I'm going to stay on God's side. Now, you do what you want to do, but I'm going to stick with him. Yeah. So let's go over to Mark 11. Of course, we knew we had to get there. Mark 11, 22. Jesus answered and said, have faith in God. Now, that we know the Greek says have God's kind of faith, or have the faith of God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, which is there physically, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things which he says will be done, he'll have whatever he says. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Well, if we take that apart, what he's really talking about is, it ain't there yet. If it were there, again, you wouldn't have to have that period of time, it shall come. If it were there, it wouldn't shall come. It would already be there. So you're talking to something, you're calling it in, it isn't there yet. The weak are saying, I'm strong, when in fact, they're not strong. In literal, physical fact, they're weak. So the strength has to come from outside the natural and has to come from the supernatural. Now, supernatural is above and beyond the natural, okay? And this is where I think a lot of Christians are having problems, because they've been raised in churches that don't believe in the supernatural. They only believe in the natural, and they argue from a perspective of the natural. Okay, so, I mean, I've run into people. I can remember people in my Baptist church back in Denton, North Carolina, that when my dad taught Sunday school class, he taught the adult Sunday school class, and these were all men, a lot of them deacons in the church, a lot of them business people, been to the Baptist church their entire lives, grew up there, heard Sunday school, went to Fort Caswell, you know, Vacation Bible School every year. I mean, they were locked in. They were good Southern Baptists. And yet, when Dad started talking about the devil, reading scriptures about the devil, here these deacons of the church would come up to him and say, "Now, Mr. Bailey, you don't really believe there's a devil, do you? An actual person that's a devil." And Dad's like, "Well, who do you think Jesus was talking about?" "Oh, well, that's all just, you know, metaphorical." And he's like, "No, he was talking to a guy on a mountaintop." You know, when he was tempted, there was somebody there he was talking to. You know, the devil exists. And they were like, it's hard for me to believe that you believe there's a devil. And Dad came home, and of course he was ranting and raving as he was wont to do. And we drove all the way home, and he's talking about, "I just don't get these guys claiming to be Christians and don't even believe in the devil." Well, it sounds a little funny to put it that way, but what he was really saying is, here they are Christians, and they don't believe in a supernatural realm. They don't believe in a spiritual aspect. And here he was teaching Southern Baptist in a Southern Baptist Sunday school, and they weren't getting it because they didn't believe in the supernatural. And of course, what I got into, teaching concerning the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues, and got into charismatic Pentecostal type circles, they thought I was completely squirreled out. You know, they were giving me tracts on tongues is of the devil and, you know, all this kind of stuff, because this supernatural stuff that I was claiming was happening, speaking in other tongues, laying on of hands for healing, all these different things, that's all passed away. Well, if it's all passed away, what you're telling me is you don't believe in the supernatural. And I've even heard people who claim to be Christians say, "Well, you know, the Red Sea, it really didn't part, and they really didn't walk across. That's more of a metaphor, you know." Well, if you take all the supernatural out of the Bible, what you got left is some poetry and some nice thoughts and, you know, some funny stories and maybe some mythology from their perspective. There's no power there. And the thing is, that's what the devil is trying to do to the church, is get them to think that there is no power. There's no supernatural. There's no splitting of the Red Sea. There's no people being raised from the dead. I had a guy that after I taught a message in, this was back in the early 80s, and I was at a church in Winston-Salem, and I was teaching along, and he listened and listened and listened. He came up after service, and he said, "Do you really believe all that stuff?" I said, "Well, yeah. Well, why wouldn't I?" He said, "Yeah, but I mean, you know, people being raised from the dead. Nobody can be raised from the dead." I said, "Are you a Christian?" "Oh, yeah, I'm a Christian." I said, "Well, let me ask you something. Have you ever read Romans chapter 10, verses 8, 9, and 10? And he said, "Well, I'm sure I have." I said, "Well, look at it. It says, 'What saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart.' That is the word of faith that we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." And he said, "Yeah." I said, "So if you don't believe Jesus was raised from the dead, you don't meet the qualifications." And he goes, "Oh, well, I don't know what I think about that." I said, "Well, you need to straighten it out pretty quick, because you're really not a believer. You got to believe to be a believer, and you got to believe in the supernatural." And this is the thing that I think a lot of these churches, you know, they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. And in that power is what is lost. You know, Brother Hagin always talked about that if he didn't teach on certain things about operating in the Spirit, that it would be lost to a generation. And he taught by precept and example how to flow in the Spirit. And it really does seem that a lot of the supernatural activity has been kind of pulled out of the church. You know, it's like the devil is clearing all that out through false teaching and through almost, I don't know, I guess you'd call it kind of a lackadaisical attitude about the Bible. You know, well, yeah, I believe the Bible, at least the majority of it, but you know, there's some things that are hard to understand and we don't understand it all. And they just keep talking like that until they talk themselves out of believing anything, you know, that has any power behind it, that has any substance to it. And faith is that substance of things not seen. We don't see certain things because they're still out there in the Spirit. The power of God isn't visible to us in the natural. Healing isn't something that you can pick up off a shelf. You know, it's out there, but and it comes into manifestation, but only if you believe to receive before you see, you know, which is the point we got to get people to see. For by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Now, I talked to a guy one time. Matter of fact, I taught a message at Faith and Victory that I sent him on tape because he had been diagnosed with cardiomyopathy like Belinda had had. And he knew Belinda's testimony about postpartum cardiomyopathy. And so he called me up, and he's a believer at this time. He was a believer, but he went to a church that didn't teach anything about healing, didn't teach anything about the supernatural. But he at least was born again, was very serious about things in the Word of God, and he heard Belinda's testimony, and he says, Brother Bill, you got to help me, because the doctors had told him that, kind of like Belinda, he wasn't strong enough for a heart transplant. There wasn't anything they could do for him. His heart was getting weaker and weaker, and he just had a few months to live. And so he's calling me real desperate. So what I did is I taught a message called Whose Report Will You Believe? And as a matter of fact, that still plays on Word of Faith Radio. I hear myself preach it at night when I listen to it. But as part of that message, I was talking about, you know, the good report. There are people that are looking for a good report. And Keith Moore makes the point that people come to him and ask for them to pray, and they say, pray that the doctor's report will change. And Brother Keith said, no, I'm not going to pray that. And they always say, well, what do you mean you're not going to pray that? He says, well, I'm not going to pray that the doctor's report will change. You need to ignore the doctor's report. We're not moved by that doctor's report. I'm not saying the doctor's report isn't true. Of course it's true in the natural. There are tests that are lined up and all the reports and everything comes back that this is true. But just because it is true doesn't mean it's the truth. The Bible's what's true. So John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The word of God is the truth. The doctor's report may be factual, but it isn't the truth. So we've got to get a hold of the word and let our faith be the substance, be the evidence, be the report that we believe. And, you know, I went on to talk about the spies that went into the land and they came back with an evil report. And as part of my teaching, I said, why was it an evil report? Because it was true. There were giants. It is true that there was huge grapes. It was true that it was a great land. You know, it was true that the people were strong. All those things were true. So they came back with truth in the natural of what was out there. But the reason it was an evil report, it wasn't what God said. God said, you should go and take the land. Their report was, we can't take the land because the people are too strong. So if that's the case, somebody's wrong, and I can guarantee it ain't God. He knew that the power was there, out there in the unseen realm to bring that into manifestation. That, you know, there'd been many times that they're pushed up literally, so to speak, against the wall, the Red Sea in this case, and there was no way out and the army is coming. In the natural, there was no way out. So God just opens up the sea and there's dry ground and they walk across. Well, in the natural, every scientific test you could have run would have said the Egyptian army is going to win this battle because there's no way out. So God just made a way supernaturally. He superseded natural law for that to come to pass. And then they start singing about the great miracles of God because they saw a miracle. Well, that's great, but before you see it, you got to believe it's going to come to pass. And so Moses stood up there with his staff and held it out and said, you know, behold the power of the Lord. There's nothing there. They don't see anything, but the sea splits. So that's what we've got to do. We got to believe God's report, even when the natural report says something completely different. So I got him to see that, and I gave him this tape, and my buddy, you know, listened to it. And today, he never had any surgery. He is completely healed of the heart issue. He's still fighting some diabetes, which he's, you know, having a hard time standing against that. His numbers are up in the 200s all the time. But I told him, I said, well, your heart was not going to make it, was bad. You believed God and you got healed, so let's now work on your blood sugar, you know. So he's working on that. But he's seeing that there is a supernatural. Same thing with when I was in the hospital, and I was talking to him about that. And I said, you know, every doctor's report that came back was bad. I had multiple organs that were failing. I had kidneys were failing, heart was failing, liver was failing. All my numbers were all skewed. Everything in the natural said there wasn't anything they could do about it. And that's when they gave up and said, we're sending you home to die. All right. Well, praise the Lord. I trust you enjoyed that teaching, the first part. Like I said, next week we'll get into more of that. But for right now, you can join us on our live feed for speakfaith.tv that I've already mentioned, which is sftv.io. You can also go to our website, speakfaith.org. And I encourage you to do that and just take advantage of all the things we've got out there. We've got a lot of new teaching. When I say new, it's actually older teachings, classic teachings of mine from way back in the 80s that I'm actually being able to go out and kind of redeem and post. So check that out on our website. You can write me here at drbill@speakfaith.org. Now that's our email address. You can write me there and just, you know, ask questions, talk about how the ministry is blessing you. That would be a tremendous blessing to us here at Word of Faith Ministries. And then also you could write our regular mailing address, which is Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213-5213, High Point, North Carolina, the zip code 27262. Join us next time. Remember until then to fulfill the Word of God. The Speak Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.